Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay!
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Hey, yo. Hey. Bon Jovi covered Harry Styles during some kind of like, what do you call it? Like a benefit concert.
Okay, now you've been very mean to Bon Jovi recently.
Well,
he's your fellow Jersey boy, you're just not digging. He got a little too literal with a COVID song, and that really got you frustrated.
Yes, I just want them to do better. That's all. Okay. I think this is a step in the right direction.
Okay, you're not mad, you're just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, come on. Like, why? It almost feels like very stereotypical that people are most creative when they're young and then, you know, 30, 40 years into their career when you think they should be the best is when they're not putting out their best.
I live that all the time.
Me too. I'm on the casino tour. I know. Yeah. I say that all the time. It's just disappointing. But John Bon Jovi covered Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar.
This sounds like you recorded it on your phone, but here we go. Do you like it?
No.
It's like a bad wedding singer, you know, like nobody's listening.
It's like, dude, we definitely should have gotten a DJ.
I agree, always go with the DJ.
Always go with the DJ.
Unless it's an amazing band.
Bands are too loud.
There's
drums guy is always beating on his drums.
Oh.
True, but there's this really cool, my friends in San Diego all use, there's a music school out in San Diego, and it's like a 13-piece band of all these college kids, and they basically go to school, learn how to play an instrument, sing, whatever. As they're going to school doing that, they do all these gigs, and then the gigs that they get for weddings, they're cheaper. They're cheaper, and then they get the money when they graduate. It's a really cool thing, and they're so talented. It's the only time that I've been honestly impressed with live bands at a wedding. It's like 13 or 14 college student kids jamming out to Bruno Mars and, you know, in jazzy band styles. Oh, it's great.
You know, I went to a wedding a couple of Mays ago with our former producer over at Twin Cities Live. Her name is Brittany.
We love Brittany.
And Britt, she had a band there, and I liked that band. That was a cool band. They did a nice mix of songs and genres and stuff like that. So that was cool. But, man, when you've got a DJ, then it's just, you can go from legit, you know, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, right into...
I agree.
Some banger from Jay-Z, and everybody's getting jiggy just jiggy with it. Yes, definitely not chuggy at all.
Those two things are very chug.
Hey, I want to say something. Speaking of chug, I bet liking Coldplay is chuggy. And I just want to say that we played at their song Higher Power a couple of weeks ago on the Don and Steve Show. I downloaded it yesterday. Guess what? You can download it right now for only 69 cents.
That's
I don't understand. I don't understand why. It's only 69 cents. Every other song on iTunes is $1.29. Here is a little bit of that just for you to enjoy it all over again. It's just really slick. They kind of always reinvent. If you listen from their first album to now, the sound just keeps evolving. It's just cool, man. Right?
Yeah, see, now they're growing. They're experiencing creative growth.
You're right. They're not Bon Jovi-ing, is what you would say.
Correct.
He's saying hold tight, and it's hold tight till the hook.
All right, fine.
You ready? This because it sort of it opens up.
It's always Steve at the gym working out. That's what we always have to picture.
We should all get together and get some ice cream and listen to this song.
No, thank you.
What?
Okay.
Oh!
Steve! Oh!
I can see Steve jamming out in his Honda driving into work.
Drop. Oh, don't forget Durop Durop. They're going to be performing a new song.
Okay, Duran Duran. That's what she's talking about. Okay.
Durop Durop. Okay, Billboard has put out the 100 greatest song bridges of the 21st century. Because why? Why not?
Why not?
This is what they say is number one on their list. And I kind of love it. Get the chicken, shake it, shake it. Outkast.
Love it. That album came out, what, 2003, 2004? I was a freshman in San Diego, and that's like, that album, every time I hear any song from that album, brings me right back to college.
What's another one that came out from that? Sorry, Miss Jackson. Same one, or was that the one before?
No, Miss Jackson was Aquemini, I believe. You think like Roses.
Remember?
You know you like it.
Don't stink, but lean a little bit closer, because the roses really smell like ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yes. Guys, 21 Pilots have launched their own burrito. Okay. They teamed up with Chipotle. There's a commercial with two of the guys in it. We don't have time to play it. I'll link it up on the Donna and Steve show page. It's cute. It's really cute.
Okay.
It's really cute. And they've got their own burrito. What do you want from me?
I could go for a burrito.
How about
right
this?
Now.
Why don't we listen to it next when we come back? Come on.
All right.
And then we'll get into some John Mulaney talk.
Oh,
a
yes.
A big development
Ouch.
In the world of John Mulaney.
That dirty, dirty dog.
Mm-mm. All right, we'll explain why the internet is upset and why they're trying out Olivia Munn's tweet tactics. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about. Yes, women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk, 107.1, everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, producer I Am Grant.
Yo. Okay, Donna, before we get into conversations about Jonathan Mulaney, can we hear the 21 Pilots? It's a Friday. It'll make us happy. 21 Pilots has a burrito now.
It's a 3-minute commercial, so we can hear a little bit.
All right, just
of
a smidge.
Josh from the band 21 Pilots shows his best friend Tyler the local Chipotle.
Do you come to this one often?
I don't know, every once in a while.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Hey, Heather.
How's it going? How's Debbie?
She's good, thanks.
Do you want the same thing as yesterday?
No, I think I'm just going to work on something for my best friend Tyler here.
Hey, Josh, you just want to...
Yeah. Welcome to Chipotle.
Dude, I didn't know
he's making the burrito.
Yeah,
for
man.
Me.
You want white rice?
Yeah, I guess I'll do the white rice.
All right. Chicken?
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of extra.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's serving
this
him.
This guy seemed fun.
Let's get it on there.
And then tomatoes.
Ooh, queso.
Man, of course, man. This is looking good.
And...
You get the idea. It's a commercial.
All right.
And then at the end, they throw him the keys and they go, hey, lock up, will you, Josh?
The British guy reminds me of how Donna would probably say Chipotle. You know, like, it's slow and, like, eat Chipotle.
Actually,
what do you
Josh,
guys want to do for dinner tonight?
You're my ride.
Chipotle.
Chipotle? You just want to go get some Chipotle murder dirter.
Durrup, murder durrup.
Josh from the band 21 Pilots shows his best friend Tyler the local Chipotle.
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 Yes.
I love it. All right, here's a story. Remember we had the story that comedian, writer, stand-up guy, John Mulaney, entered rehab. He went to rehab for 3 months. He comes back. He asks his wife for a divorce. Actually, he asked her for a divorce 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the only statement she released was, I'm heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage.
Okay.
I wish him support and success as he continues his recovery. Fast forward to yesterday. Headline, John Mulaney dating Olivia Munn.
Not great timing.
Not
at
great
the very
timing.
At the very least. Not yeah. great timing.
Poor timing.
So they're saying that the two of them just started dating, but it seems like Olivia Munn may have had her eye fixed on him for a while.
Nope.
A source says that they met at church in Los Angeles, but noted that they first connected socially several years ago, and then they remained friendly. They both were at Seth Meyers' wedding. Okay. Munn was there with her boyfriend, Will Forte. Okay, so obviously she knows him. There's a Saturday Night Live connection there, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She did an interview in 2015 with Huffington Post, and she did live, and she talked about being at a wedding with both John Mulaney and his now ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, Anna Marie Tendler, and she said she was obsessed with him. She said, I was like, oh my gosh, do you and your fiance want to go have dinner or something and go hang out? At first, it was cool. Then I kept going up to him at the wedding and I was like, so are you having fun? She said, I was just so obsessed with hanging out with him and talking to him. Mm-hmm. This is why I say, ladies, it's better to be, you know, on top of who your man is talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about trying to be the cool girlfriend because that's always going to bite you in the you know what. Anyway.
A double snicks.
Yep. Olivia Munn added that she emailed him.
See,
he was engaged.
That's.
He never emailed back.
Okay. Okay.
She said, I might have gotten the wrong email probably. That's what I tell myself anyway. Well, John and his wife were married in 2014. So he was engaged at the time. But here's the deal. When he went into rehab, she tweeted, much love, sending so much love and support to John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are thinking that she manifested this whole thing.
Oh, boy.
And that, so now they're doing the same thing. They're like, much love and support, Harry Styles. Much love and support, okay. Kate Upton. So they're making a joke out of it. But, Grant, you had said something yesterday about when the news came out that they were getting divorced, that sometimes when there's an addiction, you don't want to go, you can't go back to the same relationship.
Well, yeah, when you're in it, when you're addicted to something, you have, you're in an altered state of mind and you're usually euphoric or whatever drug it is takes you down a different path and you're not present in that very moment, right? So then when you come back to your reality, in a sense, after you clean yourself up, there's always that fear that will that love, will that relationship be the same now that you're sober from when you were an addict? And yes, I've had some experience with this and it does have an effect, but if this relationship is strong enough, you can easily get through that. But I'm also a little bit under the impression that she, like you said, kind of forced this. And I don't really like when people know that someone's actively dating somebody that they still pursue
and then
someone.
Planting seeds.
That seems like a little bit of a wrong move. But yeah, so maybe that played a factor. Maybe he got out of that relationship, came back, realized it wasn't the right one. But if he met her before,
I wonder if there was a little like an attraction. And now it's like, oh, this isn't working out with my wife.
Yes.
The wife doesn't seem like she wants a divorce.
Yeah, if her only thing is saying I'm heartbroken, and we don't have any reason to believe that his wife would have been enabling or participating. At this point, we don't have that information. His addiction,
right, mm-hmm. right.
You
right.
know, and so, yeah. I think it's sad. I don't like the timing of it. Even if it was 3 months ago that he asked for a divorce, 2 days after the divorce is announced to announce that you're with Olivia Munn, or I get it, he didn't announce it, but for that news
like
to come out.
They're trying to work that narrative, you know, like they're volunteering that information, like, oh, John asked for a divorce 3 months ago, so it doesn't seem like there's any kind of overlap.
Yes.
Right.
That's what the cynical me is saying.
And Steve, you made a point too there. Like, his wife most likely was not participating in this addiction. She was probably supporting him the whole time through all of his struggles, which makes
That's
this even harder for her. Because, again, my own personal experience, and I'm still with Lily, love her to death. I've had some issues in the past that she was by my side every minute for, And I can't thank her enough for that. And I will never forget that. And for me, that it actually strengthened my relationship. But I have met people in my inner circle that have had similar issues that I have had. And that has been the case where they come out of a situation and they are just completely like they need a new self, a new look on life. And so they completely abandon everybody, even their friends, you know, not always because they just need to completely separate themselves from their previous life, too. So there's that aspect. But if she was supporting him the whole time, that's the saddest part about it.
Right. And then if you have people just, if they're feeding you something that could be a false narrative of you need a fresh start. And if you're feeling like it's hard right now, if your marriage is hard right now, that's the last thing you need to deal with. You just got through an addiction. Then people are just creating all these escape hatches for you. When the fact of the matter is commitment is super hard. And it's always super hard. And it's never, it rarely feels like there. It's always sprinkles in your life this thing of if you're going on, is this person helping me feel the most self-actualized and happy and self-fulfilled? You're doing a weird view of what you expect this relationship to bring you.
Right.
If it's just meant to please. And then I think of her having stood by his side in the midst of all this. And then his fresh start is not being with the woman who loved him through it all.
Right.
If that's the case, that's heartbreaking.
Very much so.
All right. College of Pop Culture Knowledge, 651-641-1071. Call us right now. You could win a prize coming right up.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. You'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Friday edition of this game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
Well, it is Friday. It means we got a few days off here, so let's have fun with this College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I went down a pretty interesting route this week. Steve, you are currently in the lead 50 to 39. Donna's closing in on that lead. Got a couple good wins this week,
by the way.
And we have Betsy from Shakopee with us today. Betsy, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Is it Elizabeth, your full name on the birth certificate?
It is Elizabeth.
This is
wonderful. I'm not the Liz. I'm not the best. I'm the Betsy.
You're Betsy. I love this. I love this. Well, I'm pumped to team up with you. I guess you and I as a team will find out the topic in a moment, but thank you for ahead of time for choosing me.
Nice assumption there, Steve. Today's topic is Golden Raspberry Award-winning films. Golden Raspberry Award-winning films, okay? So think of just horrible movies over the last... It's just my years involve basically everything 2000 and up, so nothing past the year 2000. So we're talking 2000s, okay?
Shoot.
Sure. Now, Betsy, would you like to play with Steve, who already assumes you are going to play with him, or Donna?
Oh, as much as I've enjoyed Steve's tree talk, and I visited his Chaska Target today.
Oh, nice.
You got to close the gap and go with Donna.
Oh, for the love, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. I'm going to need your help, I think.
I got to go.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye, Steve.
Okay, though.
Betsy, you are playing for a nice My Talk t-shirt, just like this one I'm wearing right now. You can check it out on YouTube. It's nice black, very soft tee. And so if you can help out Donna in any way at the end, that would be great. And we'll see how she does here, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Donna, let's do this. In 2019, this musical fantasy film based on the 1981 Tony Award-winning stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber won a Razzie Award for the Worst Supporting Actor, Actress, Worst Picture. What was this film?
Pass for now.
In 2003, this comedy starring Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez won a Razzie for the Worst Picture, Worst Actress, Worst Actor, Worst Screen Couple, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay. 2003 film, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez.
I think it was Jersey Girl or Jiggly. No, Jersey Girl. I don't know.
This 2015 erotic drama film won a Razzie for Worst Picture and is based on the E.L. James 2011 novel of the same name.
50 Shades of Grey, and the first one, I'm going to say Cats.
Okay, let's get Betsy in here to see if she can agree, help you out. Betsy, she went with Cats as the 2019 musical fantasy film based on the 1981 Tony Award-winning stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Do you agree?
I agree with that.
Okay. And then Donna went with, what was Jersey Girl, did you say, for this one?
Yeah.
The 2003 comedy film starring Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez won a Razzie for Worst Picture, Worst Actress, Worst Actor, Worst Screen Couple, Worst Director. It was a horrible movie. Was it Jersey Girl?
I want to change that to Geely.
I'm pretty confident
it's that.
Yep. Okay. I had jiggly, and I was like, what is that word? Okay, I like it. I like it.
That's how they spell it, so I get where you're coming there. And this 2015, she said 50 Shades of Grey. Are you good with that answer, or did you want to change that? 2015, worst picture based on the novel from E.L. James in 2011.
Yep, we're going to stick with that.
Okay.
All right.
Nice job, guys.
Betsy!
Feeling good.
Let's get Steve back.
All right, Steve is back. G chord.
It's an A minor. Never. Saved Tonight by Eagle Eyed Cherry. Remember that?
Yeah. Great song.
It's a great song.
Fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Come on, man. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight.
Great song.
Woo! Musical interlude.
Got a little goosebump there, Steve. Appreciate it.
That's the award-winning bridge. Woo!
There we go.
Appreciate
it. Hey, that took forever, guys. I played that song like twice.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, though. All right, we'll come back to you, Betsy, okay?
All right.
You might have a State Fair shirt. It's either Durop or okay, though.
No, I've already seen a mock-up.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes.
What is it?
It's all of the things.
It's all of it, yes.
Great.
It's going to be fun. Okay, Steve, ready to go?
Yes.
In 2019, this musical fantasy film based on the 1981 Tony Award-winning stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber won a Razzie Award for Worst Supporting Actor, Actress, and Worst Picture. What was this film?
Cats.
In 2003, this comedy film starring Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez won a Razzie for Worst Picture, Worst Actress, Worst Actor, Worst Screen Couple, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay.
Geely.
This 2015 erotic drama film won a Razzie for Worst Picture and is based on the E.L. James 2011 novel of the same name.
50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. His final answer statement, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's
your final answer statement.
All right, well, we said the same exact things.
You all got them correct.
How come it took you guys forever?
It didn't. We were just chatting.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Wait, you guys talk when I'm out?
I did go back and forth on Geely, which I was like, Jiggly or Jersey Girl? And then Betsy said, no, we're going to change that. We're going to make it Geely. Oh, okay.
So right. Betsy did come back and save you guys. You both were 3 for 3 Cats. You know, James Corden, right? James Corden
and
Rebel Wilson were the two supporting actresses and actors that got that little worst.
And then that was funny, actually, at the Oscars 2020. They came out dressed as in full costume, and they were talking about like costume design and visual effects.
Yeah.
Funny.
All right. So you guys are 3 for 3. We're going to go to the tiebreaker. So Betsy, if you know this answer, say your name when you know it. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go, guys. This 2017 Razzie Award-winning film was based on the 90s television series that starred Pamela Anderson.
Steve.
Betsy.
Steve is the first one. What do you got, Steve?
Baywatch.
Ah!
Come on, man.
Steve got his 51st win of the year. I'm sorry, Betsy. We can't get you my talk t-shirt today. But thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Sorry, Betsy.
Have a great weekend, Betsy.
You too.
Okay.
Tomorrow comes. Take me away.
Thanks, Steve.
I could stay, but girl, you know I got to go. Where?
Home.
And Lord, I wish it wasn't so. You're up.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Oh, yeah, I guess eye yoga is a thing.
What?
What?
I like how she started it as though one of us had said, have you heard about the eye yoga? Oh, yeah, I heard eye yoga is a thing. That was a trap.
I believe in our stuff we have a clip of Paul McCartney talking about how he is, 78 years old, dude does not need reading glasses.
Whoa.
Because according to him, he practices eye yoga. It's under showbiz. It's basically just a routine of moving your eyes as far up as you can, then as far down as you can.
That's giving me a headache.
Then you focus on something in the distance and then the lines of your palm. Kick it.
What it is you stand still and then you just look up as far as you can. One, two, three, and then go back to the middle. Then down. One, two, three, and back to the middle. And then turn, you go to the left, to the right. You do three lots of that. Now you do the diagonals. And then you go into the middle.
Dang.
Crossing like your eyes. Day. Three sets of that. And then even weirder, then you roll your eyes right around in a circle.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is you do, you look at a distant object, and then you look at the lines on your hand. So you pull focus. Your eyes are muscles, whereas your ears aren't. So you can't, like, exercise your ears.
Yeah.
But your eyes, you can.
Okay, pass the joint.
Oh, Donna. Donna, come on. Hey, that is...
You know what? We're going to be speaking with a doctor momentarily. We'll ask her if that's a thing.
That is Sir Paul McCartney, who you're speaking of. Maybe it does work. Maybe it does work.
Maybe it does. I mean, what do I know? I've had surgery and I still have to have glasses.
Oh, I've been hearing about some exciting things in the world of ophthalmology.
Is that right?
That is right.
Like what?
I'll just say this. Here's what I'll say. All right. I know a guy, first of all. Maybe reading glasses are going to become passe and they're going to be replaced with something else.
Like what?
That's all I can tell you right now.
Oh, like implants or something?
No, no.
Say more things.
I can't. I can't. It's in a testing phase right now. I have a blood bond with my ophthalmology friends. Exciting developments. Do you know right now there is this panoptics procedure, which if you suffer from cataracts, it allows you to then see near, middle, and far, all in the same like implantable lens.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
You and Paul go have a cup of
Donna,
coffee.
Donna, listen.
What?
Have you looked at your eyes recently?
Yes.
They do have a very glaucoma vibe.
They do.
We told Donna a few years ago at Project Down and Dirty.
I still think about it every single day of my life.
We were like, Donna,
you traumatized me.
Your eyes do look a little yellow. And then she got really freaked out and hasn't had the same level of peace, which was nominal then, ever since.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to go.
Oh, no. I thought the eye talk was...
New CDC guidelines came out yesterday eliminating mask requirements for fully vaccinated people. So we're going to be talking with Dr. Annie Eitiker from Health Partners, and we'll see what practices they're going to keep in place that we've been doing during the pandemic as far as like video calls and things like that, what they might be eliminating. We'll talk about all of that and more coming up next on My Talk. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We've got a special guest joining us from one of our My Talk partners, in fact, Health Partners and Park Nicollet. Good morning to Family Practice Physician Dr. Annie Eitiker. Hi there.
Good morning. How are you?
We're feeling good. You know, we're getting these new CDC guidances, and Governor Walz is talking to us. So there's, I think, some bubbling optimism that we have. Maybe we'll touch on that at the end. But first of all, Annie, I'm always so curious. I don't want to brag. I have a couple of doctor friends, and and I'm always asking them, you know, like, what do you think of this last year? And how will that impact what healthcare looks like moving forward? First, let's just go back in time. 2020, when you look back on that year in your profession, how do you sum it up?
You know, I think that there's one good thing that came out of the pandemic, and that is that it spurred us to really pivot and make digital care more accessible to our patients and telemedicine more broadly scaled. which we've had the capability for a long time, but we hadn't really fully exercised it. Mm-hmm. And I think that the COVID pandemic, because we had to respond with telemedicine, has allowed us to really get comfortable, not only for our clinicians, but also for our patients. And I think it's definitely here to stay.
Do you think, you definitely think it. Now, but
I do.
Having said that, are in-person care options back yet or no?
Yes, absolutely. Our clinics have been reopened at Health Partners for several months.
Oh, okay.
And we're welcoming patients back in the door where they can receive their needed care safely in our buildings. But what we've heard from our patients is that for even though they can come back into the clinic, many of them prefer the convenience and flexibility sure. that telemedicine mm-hmm. provides. So they don't have to take, for example, an entire half day off of work to come in for a 20 or 30 right. minute office visit. They can do it from their office or their car or their home or whatever. And it allows people to really focus on what's important to them in their lives and still get the care that they need.
How are healthcare providers, doctors and nurses, how are they responding to the change of doing this via Zoom or whatever the platform might be? Because we think of it as consumers, we think of it as patients, and we just want it to be convenient yeah. for us. How is it handled internally?
Yeah, you know, I think, our clinicians have had to learn new skills, right? I mean, we never saw ourselves as helping direct, a video experience with a patient, how to position your camera, where to hold your phone, that sort of thing. Right. But, you know, at Health Partners, you know, we've done over 1 million of these visits. Since the pandemic started last March. And so at this point, we are very comfortable, I think, as clinicians. At the end of the day, we want to meet our patients where they want to be met. And so, mm-hmm. Our clinicians have, I think, really happily adopted the ability to reach more of our patients in a time and in a manner that's convenient for them.
So let me ask, the convenience is there and it's lovely. And that's a great thing to hear that this can be an option for people moving forward. Are there limits, though, on what sort of visits, quote unquote, that you can schedule online and conduct online? Do you figure that out beforehand or midway through? Do you bring up a question and then the doctor says, well, you might want to come in for that?
Yep. So, sure, that does happen occasionally, but we've really made an effort as part of our online scheduling experience to try to direct patients mm-hmm. to the appropriate channel of care delivery. And yes, there are certain things for which a video visit is just clearly not appropriate, where you really need to physically put hands on the patient mm-hmm. to do a proper exam. But, we've been surprised to see how much stuff we can actually do safely and effectively through telemedicine. And those are really where the areas where we want to continue to expand and grow.
I suppose it's no different than hearing from people who work in any office setting saying that they can be as productive working from home as they can coming into the office. So it's really not that surprising seeing that, we're all learning new skills as a result of the pandemic. But now that you are, have been seeing patients and that the new CDC guidelines have come out, it is still recommended mm-hmm. that people mask up in like a medical facility, right?
So currently that's where we are. We are anxiously awaiting additional input from our state leaders in terms of what's going to be expected here in the state of Minnesota. But from a healthcare facility perspective, yes, we are still masking and taking all the appropriate precautions based on what we know today in our clinics.
How about the folks who last year during the pandemic who stopped going in for routine visits? And I even spoke with another doctor. Wow, I just keep doctor dropping in the midst of this, but bear with me. But Dr. Annie, good for you. Me. Yeah, but I talked with one and she had an early question early on in the pandemic, which was, I wonder what's happening to all the people who had chest pains and then they weren't going in, ERs weren't getting as filled and things like that. So for folks who put stuff off and then they just stopped going, I suppose there are two ways to look at it. One would be positive. Maybe they're really figuring out, do I really need to go to the doctor? But the other would be negative and saying, you were supposed to get that routine exam. You need to come back. Are you seeing people come back on things that maybe they passed up on in 2020?
Yeah, we are. That's an excellent question. And, you know, we're really concerned about that because we know that there are patients, especially folks who are suffering from chronic diseases like diabetes and hypertension and those sorts of things that did delay their care. And we're concerned about that. We want to bring those folks back. And that's one area where we've actually been able to leverage telemedicine over the past year is for those people who were afraid to come into the clinics. We've been able to do a lot of that care through telemedicine. But, you know, we clearly want the message out to our patients that they do not need to delay their care. It's safe to come in. We want to support them and make sure they're getting the health care that they need.
Excellent. Dr. Annie Eidecker, we're speaking with from Park Nicollet and Health Partners. I'm a patient of Park Nicollet myself. So I have to say, it is very easy if you have not been vaccinated yet for COVID-19. You guys make it so easy from the moment you pull into the parking lot, the signage, where to go. Once you park, it's like, take this elevator down to this floor, make a right. It's just all spelled out for you. And it's very slick. So I would very much encourage people just to go onto their MyChart, sign up, get it done, and you'll be in and out of there. No kidding, within like 20 minutes.
I am so glad to hear you say that. Yes, I actually got to experience that as a consumer yesterday, booking my 12-year-old son's appointment for his COVID vaccine, which is going to be happening in about 2 hours.
And
you know, the whole process, you know, start to finish from a scheduling perspective, and then, you know, the experience of actually receiving the vaccines. You know, we've had a team that I think has just done an amazing job making that seamless, easy, and delightful for our patients.
You know, let me ask you the question. You alluded to it a little bit earlier, waiting on additional guidance from state leaders regarding the new CDC guidelines. When the announcement came out yesterday from the president regarding easing the mask mandate, and then we hear Governor Walz sort of eliminating the mask mandate in most scenarios. It's funny, you work in the health industry, but did you feel a little bit confused like the rest of us, thinking, okay, this seems like good news, but now individual companies have to shake out, what do we want to do? And it feels like there's another chapter in the book that we need to read before we can figure out how to roam about the state in a safe but also, you know, kind of liberating way. Were you in the same boat with us, or did you have a different take on it?
Well, you know, you mentioned the it's another chapter. I mean, this book just keeps getting longer and longer, right? You know, I think the key thing that I took away from this as a healthcare provider is that we know vaccines work. I mean, that is what the CDC is acknowledging, is that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. It's safe. And so what I hope people will take away from this is that, you know, that vaccination is my ticket to moving about my life the way that I used to, and doing the things that I want to enjoy, and gathering with the people that I want to be with, and hugging my relatives, and traveling, and all the things that we have put on hold for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as our leaders and our policymakers and business owners and others figure out how they're going to actually pivot with these new recommendations, you know, the key message that I hope our patients and our public is hearing is, I got to get my shot.
Right. Yep. And I'm getting shot number two tomorrow. Dr. Annie Eidecker, before we let you go, how sick of using the word pivot are you? You've probably had to use it more than any of us in the last year.
Yes, the words pivot and unprecedented are no longer my favorites.
So maybe after this is all said and done, she'll officially retire them. Maybe as a people, we'll just say we're no longer going to use either of those two words. We're just going to move on. Well, listen, thank you so much for the work that you and your team at Park Nicollet and Health Partners have done over the last 15 months as we have been in, dare I say, these unprecedented times. But truly, you all have been a part of the front line, and you have done some heroic work out there, and really, really tough work too in the midst of it all. So from the bottom of our hearts, on behalf of us, the MyTalk team, and everybody who's listening, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for bringing continued awareness to our patients and our public about these important issues. We appreciate it.
Have a fantastic Friday. Dr. Annie Eidecker from Health Partners in Park Nicollet. Happy to shed some light on the state of affairs right now and some good news moving forward.
Yeah.
Schedule that doctor's appointment,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Annie.
Yeah,
bye.
I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten your vaccination yet, Park Nicollet, like that, you'll be in and out. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, now we got to be out. We got to go. We'll come back.
We got to go. We'll come back, though.
We'll come back. We got some fun stuff coming.
Yeah, we do. Don't go away.